In its new Outdoors issue, the Idle Class magazine celebrates the natural art of the outdoors. The Idle Class team is hosting an event Thursday evening at Trailside Village in Fayetteville to celebrate the summer edition. Yesterday, editor Julia Trupp and guest curator Wendy Love Edge came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss the event with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. To begin their conversation, Julia explained what inspired this issue's theme.
With the Outdoors issue, it's something that the former editor had wanted to do for quite a while, but with everything else that he was doing, just never really got the chance to. So I decided, as one of my first issues as the new editor and the second editor ever of the Idle Class, I wanted to do something completely different. And especially with what we have here in the state of Arkansas being the natural state, there's so much natural beauty that people do see as art, and it inspires art, it inspires music, it inspires folklore, and there's so much art within just this natural landscape. So I really wanted to feature the art in nature. So we have a couple stories. There's some exhibits happening right now at Crystal Bridges where they are also commenting and discussing the art within nature. There's the new Artisphere theme happening this year. It is the 10th year anniversary of Artisphere with Walton Arts Center, and they're doing a whole space stellar nature theme. It's going to be magical. So we have a story about that. I wanted to make sure that we featured a local activist and artist who is also helping us plan this event happening. And because she is an artist and activist and is such a voice in the community, I wanted to showcase her work and also discuss plant medicine and kind of make a push towards, hey, this is an issue that's happening in our country and it's relevant. And with my news and features background, I kind of wanted to bring that into this arts and cultural magazine and discuss news, but also give it a different human feel and have that human experience.
To celebrate the release of the magazine, you are hosting an event Thursday evening.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
We have this event planned at Trailside Village in downtown Fayetteville this Thursday at 6 p.m. And we're going to have it's just going to be a giant party. It's free. The only thing that's really going to cost money is the food truck that we're going to have. Kona Coast Tacos is providing a plethora of tacos, and they're making blackberry lemonade special for the event.
Delicious.
So we just ask that people bring a little bit of cash money for that, and then we'll have a few Idle Class items for sale, some buttons, stickers, just some merch to help us, but also as a fundraiser, but also just to have a little keepsake for the event. It's more of commemorative. The badge and sticker design we have was designed by Dylan Dooms, and he went with more of a scout badge kind of feel.
Oh, I love that.
So you put it on your backpack, put on your shirt or whatever. And it's also kind of a tribute to the writing and the artistic side of the Idle Class, where it looks like a scout badge, but things that you might see on a normal scout badge, like arrows or a campfire or whatever. There's the campfire, but there's also typewriters and quills. But it's very earthy and has an earthy scout feel to it. So.
And Wendy, how are you involved?
I helped to create this event along with the Idle Class with my nonprofit, Bulldozer Health, and podcast, The Wendy Levitt Show with Topher Kogan. So we're pretty excited. We're going to be doing the podcast live at the event.
Oh.
And the three musicians who are performing will actually be on the podcast. And then we also have Jenny Dietzel, who's a naturopath, talking about the health benefits of being outdoors. And then we'll also do a weekend update style update in plant medicine, where we review recent articles and events that have been happening around the country. So that'll be fun. And it was so much fun working with Julia and with Susanna Schreckheis to bring together the community. And we have the human experience. We'll be there doing card readings and Talia Robson will be doing some massage, yoga, laughing yoga, lots of fun things for everybody to participate in. I'm particularly excited about the scavenger hunt.
Me too.
So everyone will be invited to participate to find items all around the the property, and the person who finds, I forget exactly what we decided.
We picked a random number, like 13 out of 18.
Right, and the first person to get at least 13 items on the list will win a delightful prize with lots of things from the community in a basket. So
we'll also have CBD and kava samples provided by CBD American Shaman and Kava Bar is their name. And that is going to be kind of connected to the magazine itself because we have this wonderful feature about plant medicine.
And all of our vendors are green friendly. We asked everyone to have compostable cups and silverware and plates, you know, so that we can not generate any trash or very little trash.
Yes,
and you can certainly bring your own cup to get some of that delicious lemonade. Or use one of the compostable cups that we have.
Thanks so much for coming in, and it sounds like it'll be a fun event. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us today.
That was Idle Class Magazine editor Julia Trupp and guest curator Wendy Love Edge speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The magazine release party is scheduled for 6 to 9 Thursday evening at Trailside Village in Fayetteville. Musical guests include Christian Serrano Torres, Ray Ray's World, and Angela Edge featuring James Schlechty. More information available at theidleclassmag.com.